Well, indeed, we're all a very big, happy family here. And joining us is our friend Jack Grace, the Martini Cowboy, who's done all kinds of musical things for us here on the program, from the Tony Awards to the Grammys and all kinds of things. And you are here to talk about holiday Christmas music. And I think you sort of alluded to that at the top of the hour. Holiday Christmas music that maybe isn't keeping with the spirit of, say, you know, the Messiah and traditional Christmas values, stuff that really maybe gets under your skin and drives you crazy. We actually got some responses from listeners yesterday on some of this stuff, and we wanted to extend it with you because you're an expert.
Sure. Well, today I'm here to talk about atrocious music. It's plain and simple.
You're kind of assembling a jukebox of the all-time worst Christmas songs that you've managed to find.
At first, it was against my nature to find music that I wouldn't want to listen to, but then it became a complete joy.
Why? You have to explain that, Jack.
Well, once you enter the gates of hell, you find out it's not so bad. It's just a little hot in there. But and this is the first song that we have coming up. Now, Adore and I are the same age, so we did,
Are we really?
We are. Yeah, we are. Pretty close.
Okay.
And I think you remember in high school when we were off frolicking, having good times, Knight Rider was on TV.
I do recall Knight Rider.
Yes.
Kit.
And we have, if you can believe it, 1983, this first song was released. It is a Knight Rider Christmas.
The night was cold. The story's told on that fateful Christmas Eve. Snow so high, it would be July. Pour it all on free. Santa Claus can't wait for thaws, now I had to make that flight. The reindeer sailed, but the wind prevailed, and the sleigh went down that night. The darkest moment ever known.
So they hoped this would become an immortal part of Christmas? Kind of like It's a Wonderful Life or something?
I want to see if we can get to the part where Kid actually talks in the track, because that is really the money part.
The car.
Here we go.
Kid.
I think it's coming.
Christmas.
Listen to that. The 80s were really a fascinating time in music, really.
This isn't exactly foundation business. How are you going to justify the expense?
Don't you worry about Devin. After all, this is Christmas. And besides, we're having a great time.
Great time?
All right, this is a TV show about a car, right?
Yes, it was. See, they adored Chimes, and she knows all about it.
All right, well, that's pretty bad. I mean, there's no way you can do worse than that, right?
The nostalgia factor in a lot of 80s music is not coming around for Christmas music. If you notice, it doesn't hold up. It's not getting any sweeter. It's only getting worse. But this is just an amazing. And if you have fans out there of Knight Rider and stuff, if you have a 1983 mint condition 45 of the song, it's actually worth money.
Really?
For all
no
those
kidding.
David Hasselhoff fans out there.
All right, next.
Okay, I just want to keep talking about that one because I'm so blown away. But the next song that we have for which one do we have queued up here? I believe.
Well, we can play it and you can tell us.
Let's, it's so chic to be pregnant at Christmas. Feel like the round yon virgin of yore. Cause though I have a warm bed to sleep in, there's no room for me when I go to the store. Cause the aisles are so narrow and crowded.
There is a little bit of relief on this one, in that this woman is a satirist. Her name is Nancy White.
Okay.
She's Canadian, and one of her claim to fame is that, you know, she also wrote a satirical song about Leonard Cohen, realizing that Leonard Cohen would never get to be her husband. And then she got to play Leonard Cohen's birthday party and stuff. So she's revered in Canada and does a lot of satirical songs. But I almost liked this song better when I first hearing it, thinking that somebody was singing this at face value.
Yeah, I heard this a little bit last night, and my daughters were kind of really interested in it, which was quite alarming. Here's the next song. Tell me what this is all about.
There's a Christmas card I'm sending out today from the children of the world who'd like to say something special to a man in a far distant land. And here's what the little children have to say. Mr. Russian, please don't shoot down Santa's sleigh. I don't know who
Mr. Russian, please don't shoot down Santa's sleigh.
I just wish everybody out there could have seen the look on your face, John.
What?
All right, this, quite like that.
It feels Cold War to me. Who did this and what's it all about?
Her name is the sensational little Shauna Lynette. And after lots of research, you know, we're still looking to find out more about her.
Maybe she worked for the CIA.
Well, yeah. It's actually Karl Rove's daughter.
That's not true, correct? Yeah,
right. No, it's not.
All right, some of these really bad songs actually do have classic status. This is the only one of the ones that you sent that was recognizable to me.
Yeah.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Who is that?
Now, that's what I was wondering. People out there might be recognizing that voice saying, well, that's the same singer of Country Roads, Take Me Home. That is the one and only John Denver.
And he made money off this song?
Well, here's the thing. The guy that wrote the song also wrote Country Roads with John Denver. So this is a little bit, you know, different for John Denver. Obviously, his connection with this guy had him cover the song. Because Alan Jackson does a number, and somehow that's, as a country guy, it fits a little more. But this song gets covered right. A lot.
Well, and of course, you know, artists making Christmas albums is a long tradition, and a lot of songs have come from that. Let's go out on this last thing, which I can't even describe. It's so bizarre. That is not a synthesizer, right?
No, these are power tools. And that's what everybody out there...
Let's listen. Yeah.
That's actually kind of clever.
Yeah, for this amount of time, it's clever. I'll put the whole album on for you. You might feel a little different.
I can see the whole band wearing goggles, like in shop class. They sort of look like Devo.
I saw us all in goggles as we listen to it now.
Well, Jack, thanks so much for that.
It's my pleasure.
And
ask
Merry
me
Christmas
for atrocious songs anytime.
Anytime. And he's our archivist. He's our very special friend, the Martini Cowboy, Jack Grace, in the studio.
And as you've just heard, Jack Grace has put together his own holiday jukebox from way down there. And we're going to ask you for an antidote to that. How about you give us good songs, happy songs, songs you love and that are important and endear you to the holidays? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. And, of course, you can always sing your tune if you'd like. Here's your takeaway.
It's kind of like the difference between a baseball player and an umpire. You don't want the government going out on the field with a glove and a hat and playing the game, but you do want somebody behind the plate calling balls and strikes.
There's an analogy for you. James Rickards is a senior managing director for market intelligence at Omnis. We're always on, and if you missed anything, of course, you can take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes.
We're always on, more or less. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.